Okay, we are now on DBS Radio. This is Lynn Free, and we're doing our Monday night conference call. And it is a simulcast between a telephone conference line and the Internet. And those of you who are listening on DBS, we welcome you. And right now we're checking people in on the conference line. And we'll explain why we do it this way and what it's all about as we proceed. Some people just beeped in. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Yeah, this is Andrea in Georgia.
Hi, Andrea.
Hello.
And is anyone else there?
Hi, this is Pam and Mildred from Nevada.
Oh, hi, Pam.
Hi, how are you?
Hey. You know what? You're the lady that we just had some email interchange, right?
Absolutely.
And you're in Henderson, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, Henderson, Nevada.
Hey, guess what? I could throw a stone, and hit your windows.
Oh, really? That close, huh?
I'm in Boulder City.
Oh, yeah, you are right next door. Good.
Yeah, well, I'm so glad you guys came.
Thank you.
Now, you haven't read my book or anything like that yet, have you?
Not yet,
but we will.
Okay. All right. Just curious. But you've been on Message a Day, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How far did you get in Message a Day?
I read everything you sent.
But I mean, like, has it been 2 months or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or?
It's been like 2 days. Yesterday, today.
Oh my God!
You're like
virgin.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm so glad you checked in, and let me see who. Let's see who else just showed up. Anyone else just come in there? I heard a beep.
Hi, Wynn. This is Linda in Las Cruces.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. Decided to check out your Monday conference calls.
This is your first time, huh?
Yes, on Monday.
Okay, super. And anyone else there? Now, I'll bet you we have some people that are not saying hello. Let's see how many people are on the line.
There are 11 participants in the conference.
We got 11 people on the line, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So we have two people that are just, I call them submarines. they're listening in and checking us out, and that's okay. And this is a seat of the pants. Let's see what happens. We never know where it's going to go, period, that we spend together. And my goal in doing this, and we've kind of succeeded almost every Monday, it ends up in this place, is to be able to create amongst us all what I call a group energy, and that an energy that you can feel, that you can sense, not just something that you think about or believe. Now, it may not happen to everybody the first time they're on the line, but there's been a number of people that have come back over and over again and have experienced this. And so if you're the least bit curious if it'll work, I suggest that don't make it all yay or nay this first time, but be sensitive and look at the other people's reactions. And my name is Wynn. Would you like to say your name and your city?
My name is Mary Jo, Klamath Falls, Oregon.
Hi, Mary Jo.
Hi, Wynn.
And somebody else just came in. I'd like to see your name and your city.
Hi, this is Eli from Cottonwood, Arizona.
Hi, Eli. Eli, you do some teaching, don't you, of some sort?
Yeah, I do a conscious breathing talk in around Sedona there, yeah.
I've seen your notice on AZCC sometimes, right?
Yeah, maybe up at some of the stores around Sedona and surrounding areas, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I said, I'll bet that's the same Eli. So.
Yeah.
I'm so honored to have someone that's, like, holding energy for other people that's connecting with us. And anyone else on there that didn't say their name in the city? Okay. So let me mute everybody for a moment, and later on, maybe we'll have you speak or say something else, but Let's see, just a moment.
All callers are muted.
You know, I got an email. Oops, there we go. We'll check these guys in, and then I'll unmute.
All callers are unmuted.
Would you like to say your name and your city?
Hi, Wynne. It's Jackie in San Diego.
Okay. Hi, Jackie. I thought that was you. This is Wynne. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Oh, hi, Wynne. It's Karen calling from Victoria, British Columbia.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Wynne. And everyone.
And everyone. Do you know Sabina? Isn't she in the... Is Victoria... No, Victoria is not Vancouver, is it?
It's not. Sabina. I think I might know a Sabina. I don't know if it's the same one.
In Vancouver?
In Victoria, for sure.
I think Sabina's in Vancouver, I think. Hey, my name is Wynne. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Hi, Suzanne. Here.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi.
And who else is on there? Okay. I think we got another silent one, which is okay. And
there are 16 participants in the conference.
You guys didn't hear that, but I can push a couple buttons. The people on the radio heard it on the internet, and it says there's 16 people in the call. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. So just two people that haven't identified themselves. Okay.
All callers are muted.
So here's the idea of what happens on this call. I'm going to share this because there's a couple of new people, and those people that have been on the call regularly have heard me say this over and over again. And so Maya said, no matter how many times I say it, it sounds interesting. And I always say it in a different way. But we take the idea that a human in a body is not just in a body. They exist beyond their body. They exist as part of a multidimensional field that can expand ad infinitum. There's actually no limits to how big your field can get. And all of you have had some experience of feeling your field. For example, if you've been in a room with someone else and you're not talking, if you monitor yourself, there's usually a sensitivity that there's somebody else present. And it's, even if they're silent, you can feel their presence. Why is that? Because you have a field and they have a field, and you can feel each other's fields. If you're in a house with lots of people, sometimes you can feel everyone's field, and maybe you would be more lonely if you were in a house all by yourself. But somehow there's a connection with all these energies of everyone else. And if it's good energy, if it's people that you're copacetic with, you feel the presence. In fact, every moment of your life, you are moving through a myriad of fields. When you go from your house to the coffee shop, when you get into your car, you could be looking at it like while you're moving your physical body around, you're also moving this huge field, this hologram, which is your greater self. And that although you don't see it, you can feel it. If you're on a freeway and everyone's going this way, that way, this way, that way, the fields are very incoherent. They don't connect. You don't connect with all these autos on a freeway. And that's why when you take you're on a freeway and there's a lot of traffic, you can feel very tired when you get off the freeway because you're feeling energies going every which way. Same token, if you go to a beautiful music concert and there's a very inspired performance, the people that are all present lift their vibrations and expand themselves, and they feel each other to a much greater extent than a car passing you on the freeway. And sometimes you can leave some kind of group event, whether it's a music concert or a movie, and you can look at people and you feel a connection with them, even though they're total strangers, because your energy and their energy went through a process of what we could call blending in other dimensions. That's my way of looking at it, that you connected in other dimensions. If you go to church and you have a really good church, you'll sit in that church and you will feel that same blending and you'll feel this connection. In fact, Jesus had the name for that, and it was called communion. That's when the parts of us which are in other dimensions touch the parts of other people that are in other dimensions. And when they really touch and connect, there's something that happens far beyond your level of thinking, your level of mind, your level of will. It just happens, and it feels good. It feels like this is what I've always looked for. This is what I want. So, but most of the time, we go into that, and we go out of it, and it disperses, and then we go into the next one, and it disperses. And so we're moving through discontinuous fields, because every time you go from one place to the next to the next to the next, your field has to disconnect from where it just was and reestablish itself to where it just is. And so our lives are a mumbo jumbo of changing fields. But all the time, you're at the center of it. If you learn to stay in a more expanded space, then what happens is you've established your energy higher in a bigger space than all the fields that you go through, and you are now more in a flow, as opposed to if you're not in a flow, you're just regrouping, and at the end of the day, if you've spent a day doing that, it's like being on the freeway where everyone's going zip, 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 and there's no field interaction. So this is the way that life looks like in a physical body when you add this idea of energies that are constantly connecting and interconnecting. And this is not emotional energy. This is not mental energy. This is not thinking. This is not interesting conversations. This is not good sex, which are all ways that we come together in the physical. This is the transcendent aspect of human connection, where at a higher level than we can perceive with our physical senses, we are in a constant vibrational relationship with everything around us. Now, our field, this field that we're talking about, goes on ad infinitum, or has the potential to go on ad infinitum. It can get very, very, very large. How large is very large? Well, obviously, your field can expand into the space of everyone that's in a theater watching something. So now, your physical body is sitting in the seat, but your field is touching everyone there. Your field can be as big as your city, and that's harder to validate. But field energy works by two parameters. First of all, it works by your intention. Maybe three parameters. It works by your reference points. where you have a reference point where you've experienced something, where you're very expanded. And when once you have that memory of that kind of expansion, that memory becomes a learning teaching device that you never forget, and something in you keeps going to recreate that expanded energy. Now, before you have that experience, you have no reference point. So if you have no reference point, then you're usually stuck in the field that you were born with, that you were brought up with, and you can expand as high as the reference, those reference points. So the goal here on this call is to create really expanded reference point that becomes something that you can refer to and learn to grow into as part of your daily life experience. Now, one of the things that can hold field energy contracted is as it gets closer to your own body, your own system, we all have what you could call distortions in our energies. Distortions are things which have been connected to your energy through this life and past life experiences. For example, if you had a very violent death in another past life, that death still hangs in your field. And oftentimes, as you go through your life, subconsciously, you'll have a fear that you don't know why that is. And if you knew your past life, you would know that that fear came from some horrible death in the past. Now, I would say that on some level, since we've all had, according to my information, many lifetimes, that we've all had lifetimes where we've had this. And so we all have beneath the surface a fear of a horrible death or a fear of death or a fear of pain. And so fear causes your own field energy to stay contracted. And until you can process that fear, you will have trouble expanding yourself into these higher realms. For example, if we take the example of somebody that's sitting in a concert, you can look through the crowd and you'll see, you can see on people's faces that everyone or most of the people are responding momentarily to the energy. And you can feel their energy responding. You can look at their faces and feel them responding. But there'll be certain people who are all clenched up, and no matter what's happening, they can't feel or get lifted by the vibration of the music. And those people are people who are carrying a rather intense contraction of their field energy because of memories that are implanted in their field that are keeping them in this compressed state. So they're not responsive. There's people in your life. There's people in your life that when you're around them, you don't feel like you're with them. You feel like they're there and you're here. You don't connect your fields. And then you attempt to try to connect at a level of conversation or a level of emotional connection. But if you're one of these people that have experienced an expanded field, then you will be bored by those interactions. And if the person keeps calling you and wants to continue that interaction with you, you'll probably eventually just say you don't have time for it because it doesn't connect. When you're operating at a level of even slight expansion of your field energy, is the real desire to connect that energy with other people. And oftentimes, there's not the opportunity or the common purpose to allow that connection. Sometimes you can have a higher degree of connection with somebody at a concert than the person you're living with. Okay? Even though a total stranger, you had no words, you actually connected. So what does that have to do with this conference call? Our intent, my intent in these calls, is to create an environment where everyone on the call can connect their fields. Now, in most of the descriptions I just said, there were circumstances where you were in the physical presence of somebody and could feel their field. But as I've come to understand, that there's part of you that exists outside of this physical realm, outside of time and outside of space. And that part is also can be expansive or contracted, just like the physical can be expansive or contracted. So everyone listening to my voice right now has part of themselves existing in what we could call time-space, or the place where, which is beyond time and space in this realm. And while you're listening to me, I'm creating a frequency that, if you're tracking my frequency, the part of you that's in out of this realm is also connecting, not only with me, with each other. Now, the incredible thing about what I've learned is that when we create this group energy with each other, which is outside of the physical realm, we can't see it. But there are beings that exist outside this realm that can see it. Now, those beings are all of every kind of dispensation. Some of them are negative. Some of them are positive. Sometimes when a person drinks, when they're an alcoholic or they use drugs, they open up their field energy. But they have no way of controlling who comes into their field in other realms. And so sometimes they start talking and it doesn't sound like them. Some of them actually get possessed, and some being in another realm attaches themselves to the person's field, and they get stuck in the field, and the person now has what you could call an entity. So when we do this, we're asking for a protected space around ourselves, that only positive service to other energies can access. And luckily, I have been in communication with what I think are some of the grandest of those energies, the largest, which have identified themselves to me as group souls. Now, when I say I've been in communication, I'm not going to tell that story because I've told it so many times, but I'll tell a tiny bit of it, that I started writing the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. Now, what I'm sharing with you about this group energies in other realms is not something I understood prior to 8 years ago. I knew I had synchronicities, I had all kinds of things happen to me, but I didn't understand the nature of how energies in other realms connect with us. And I never even looked to find that answer. But the circumstances of my life put me in the situation where it was in my face, because these group energies were talking through David Wilcock. I was writing the book about him. They were explaining who they were and how they operated. And when I first started writing the book, I said to myself, I don't know if they're who they say they are. I do know they're wise. I do know they understand the human condition. I do know when David was channeling that there was amazing wisdom and sensitivity of the difficulties we face in this realm. I knew that was true. But I didn't know I could say for sure they were a group soul. I didn't know for sure I could say they were made up of graduates of this realm, even though that's the way they described themselves. So I considered the possibility, and I just said, if something's true, it'll reveal itself to me. And then I had the circumstance, 2 years into writing the book, where I had a close personal relationship that spontaneously would say, those guys want to talk to you, and she was channeling. Now, I mean, this was blowing my mind because I was writing this book, and I'm like, never have been into channeling, and I'm writing the book about David Wilcock, and suddenly I have a new girlfriend that some voice is speaking to me from another realm, and they did not just lecture me, they said, ask us questions. So I spent a lot of time asking them questions. Who are you? Why am I doing this? Why are you talking to me? And sometimes I would ask about conditions on the planet, and they would say something would happen, and then it would happen. And then, of course, in the story, I had my sister who was going to die, and I asked them if they could help, and she had a medical miracle. And so this voice identified itself as the Council of Elohim. And the Elohim, when I looked it up on Google, was the name for the God of the Old Testament, the creator God of this realm, the group that was talking to Joseph Smith when he started the Mormon Church. When I asked them, are you the same Elohim? They said they were part of the same. And I said, why me? And they said, you're like a cosmic midwife and you know how to bring these things out into the world. Well, I had no idea how to bring it out into the world. I thought if I talked about this to anybody, they would come and lock me up. And so I asked them, I said, well, how am I supposed to do this? And they said, well, talk to one person at a time. And that's what I did. I had somebody who was sitting next to me in Starbucks. We start a conversation, and I tell them about this stuff, and they would politely dismiss themselves and sit somewhere else sometimes, and other times they would be totally fascinated. You see, it really did happen. I really had voices talking to me. There were really miracles associated with it. And my logical mind was trying to put it all together and figure it out. And so you guys who are on this line are here 8 years after I started writing the book, 6 years after I started having these conversations. And so you're getting the benefit of the way my logical mind has put it together. And the idea is that these voices that were talking to me, talking to David Wilcock, when you try to imagine them, you think of a human model, but they're not human. It's not a human model that fits. They're energies. They're energies, they're contained energies that can, some people are sensitive to those energies and can be a voice for them. And that's what you would call a channel, someone who is sensitive to these energies and can let them speak through them. When they talk, they describe it that we're not just talking to one energy. We're talking to a multiplicity of energies that are operating as a team in other realms to bring these words through into this realm so that we can find meaning in their communications. And the way they explain themselves over a period of time, and fairly consistently, is that there were two group souls. One was the Ra group that was made up of graduates of this realm, and the other was the Elohim group, which was made up of energies that never took physical bodies, that were outside of time and were holding the energy to keep this realm from falling into a dark pit, which is one of the potentials. We see ourselves as this one life, and we have all the episodes of this life, and what's on TV, and what's in the newspaper. They look down on us, and since they're outside of time, they see us as the product of many lifetimes, and many lifetimes to come in the future. And so they look at us in terms of the long haul. How do we have better lifetimes that are more connected with all that is? The idea is that if you are a walking energy field, then there's the potential for you to expand and connect with the energy of the universe. And to expand and connect with these group soul energies. And they want to connect with people. If you connect with them, if you can hold the connection, you'll end up being far more empowered in this realm in everything that you do. It would be like a guy that doesn't have a job, and then the next day he gets a job, and he's connected to this huge company. He's got all the power of that company behind him. So if you saw him on day one, he could have looked like sad and despondent and separated. You look at him on day two, he now has this huge company. Well, that is possible for all of us to have, no matter if we're alone in our lives, to have these connections and to maintain them so that you are a complete circuit. And a complete circuit means that you are connected to the energies of the universe through your body and to the earth. And you walk around, and perhaps when the word enlightenment was used, maybe that was what it meant, that you're walking around as a completed circuit. Unfortunately, most people don't do that. Most people are compressed, contained in fear, and they're not even looking for this kind of connection. They want to know how to make more money, how to have more sex. And that's not wrong. You can make money and have sex. And in fact, if you have this completed connection, it makes it far more easier to do those things. Because when you complete the connection, something happens where you are now flowing in the oneness, what we could say is the oneness of the universe, which means as you perceive other people, you perceive them as part of yourself. Even though they're in separate bodies, you can feel their energy. You can feel their connection with you. That doesn't mean you have to do anything with them. You may not. There may be no reason to do anything with them. But you feel the energy. You know you're connected. And if you can hold that space with the people that come into your life, then people will be far more open to giving you what you need, because they feel it, they sense it. So it's far easier to make that connection with somebody, and then perhaps, if you want to have romance with them, go down into the level of romance, than have romance and try to make that connection. My experience is it almost never happens. You never start out at the lower level. If you make the connection with someone, and they become your business partner, you will have a great business. But if you don't have a connection and you look to make a connection just to have a business partner, there's always a you and a them, and you get into all the things that cause businesses to fall apart because life isn't fair in this realm. So this is the challenge everyone has all the time of how to make these connections and then make relationships with other people in these connections and have a life that flows and works. And we are doing this on this line. We have actually conference calls every night of the week. They're all different. Tuesday, we have Wayne reading a quo reading. Wednesday, we have Matthew answering questions, channeling. And if you're not aware, if you're listening on BBS and you're interested in our other lines, please email me and I'll make sure you get a schedule of all the calls. Because right now, we're going through tough times on our planet, as most of you know. And that there's a transition going on, which people that haven't heard me talk or heard other people with similar explanations don't understand what's happening. And if you don't understand what's happening, there's more than enough reason to be fearful about being alive on Earth right now. If you understand what's happening, you have the ability to make a far greater contribution than you might have if you don't understand what's happening. Because there's something going on which is called the dimensional shift, the end of the 75,000-year cycle. And what they're explaining, and this is something that no one can accept the first time they hear it, so I don't expect you to believe me, but the Earth itself is lifting its vibration to a higher vibration. And unless we match the vibration of the Earth, then we're not going to fit on Earth anymore. And in future lifetimes, we'll have to incarnate somewhere else. And there's going to be a division of souls, those that meet this higher vibration Earth and those that are cycle repeaters. And really, according to the information I'm getting, there's not a very long time to decide which way you're going. Now, there's many people who have already made a very solid track, and we can be sure they're going to be graduating to this higher realm Earth. And there's other people who have made also a track in the other direction, and there's probably no possibility of graduating, and who will definitely be cycle repeaters. I'm making this simple. It's kind of more complex than this. I mean, it's so complex that I can't even begin to understand it at the higher levels. But I'm fairly certain that what I'm saying is accurate at the level I'm saying it. And then there's the big amount of people in the middle who are on the verge, on the fence of one way or another. Now, when I say on the fence, it's not like you can mentally decide to say, I want to graduate this realm, because that's not the way it works. This is not a mental decision, although you could say that with your mind and then do the things that make sure that you do graduate. So what would the things be that help you graduate? Well, in the simplest language, it's learning to experience the law of one. Now, earlier in this conversation, I really kind of explained the law of one, but I didn't call it that. When you can look at other people, when you can feel their energy, when you can see that you're part of them and they're part of you, you are in the law of one. And when you have resentments, when you have judgments, when you have hurts, when you have fear, you're separated from other people. You're not only separated from the people that you have those things with, but those energies lodge into your system, into your body, into your field, and to a certain degree, it separates you from everybody. Which means, if you want to graduate this realm, you have to heal those aspects of yourself. You have to let go of your fear, your anger, your rage. And part of being on these calls on an ongoing basis is helping to give people a support system so that they can, in fact, do that. And plus, these group souls that I've been talking about are telling me that they're monitoring you. Now, I can't prove that, although many, many people have come back and had some kind of experience. When it comes out to working out old patterns, the first step is to have the desire to do so, to say, okay, I've got all this garbage in me and I want to get through it. The second step is to observe and actually know what your patterns are, because many people don't. They take for granted that anger, rage, jealousy, all those things are okay. And somebody does you in, you're supposed to be mad at them and be pissed. So they're living in a universe where they're not even thinking about getting rid of their old patterns. In fact, they bond with other people and complain all the time. I'm sure all of you have had people in your life like that that do that, have done that. Well, if you want to graduate this realm, and you're one of those people that does that, you might want to readjust doing it. Stop doing it. Start observing your negative patterns that are holding you into these spaces. Write them down and look at what it takes to get through them. Now, I would say in The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, in the book, there are so many keys in that to moving through these negative patterns. And I know that when I was writing the book, I could read some of those chapters 20 times. It is so compressed full of information and triggers that even the 20th time I would learn something that I didn't get the first time. So the book has a lot of value because you can read it 20 times and still you only paid for it once. But it's filled with just the kind of stuff I'm talking about, which is exactly what the Rog Loop is a master of, learning how to counsel us to release our negative patterns and to connect with higher dimensions. The next thing is the Elohim group works just from the other end. They work from bringing energy into our space. And, you know, what's happening on our calls, on our conference calls, and is that we've had many channelings where both these groups have said they are both paying attention during this call. And oftentimes when we have a channeling, the voice that identifies itself says it's a conglomerate of both groups. They both joined to help us evolve ourselves. And these groups are capable of loving us, and we're capable of feeling their love. Now, that's pretty incredible, because in this realm, I think many, many people don't feel loved. They feel lonely. They're looking for their special person. They want to get married, and they can't. I mean, I used to be this way. I can relate to this very well. Say, until I have my special person, until I don't feel, I'm sure I'm not going to be lonely, I can't do a big thing in the world, because I wouldn't have the energy. And of course, it is very nice if you have your special person, and it works. But for many of us, that may not happen. And you can't put off your life waiting for that to happen. Those people on these calls regularly are learning to feel loved. Not when you say love yourself, I used to hear that all the time, and I couldn't do it then. I felt empty inside. I couldn't love myself. I couldn't find myself to love. But what I've learned is that we are creating an energetic relationship with intelligences in other realms that can love us, and we can love them. And even though they don't have bodies, the love is very real. We can call on it, and it's like they're our companions, our energetic, and even if we don't hear voices, you can feel their energy. Now, oftentimes on these calls, I give an example of something, because so far I have been talking solid, and maybe you, if you're feeling an energy, you know, some of you might think, oh, he's a good talker. If I stop talking, the energy will continue for many of you. You'll feel it. In fact, if you shut your eyes, you may feel, if you're more sensitive, you may feel a tingling in your heart. You may feel energy on the top of your head. You may put your attention where your third eye is, and you'll see light in that area. You may feel a stillness around you. Some of you may see flecks of light around you. Now, let's see. 6:44. We have about 7 more minutes, and we have Terry on the line. Terry, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Usually, sometimes we do this more, sometimes we do this less in the calls. But Terry is one of the people that's been channeling. And last 2 weeks ago, we had an extraordinary conversation about grace with the Elohim, where they were explaining to us how there's this division of the Elohim. They're a conglomerate. They have divisions, they have councils, they have meetings. Now, I can't understand how energies have meetings, but they could tell us sometime. But they do that, and they have higher levels and lower levels, and there's a very high level of Elohim, which is called grace. It's actually a group of beings that can extend into this realm, and they can lubricate some of our lower natures. So let us call in the light. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the light to be present, surround and protect each of us, and any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We can all visualize ourselves in this flow of energy radiating from the center of our galaxy through our bodies into the center of the earth. And we now invoke a group energy. I'd like you all to shut your eyes for a moment. And while we have this group energy, which some of you are sensing, we're going to invite our two group souls to join us. And when I say that, some of you may have noticed an increase in energy. And now I'm going to turn it over to Terry and let them address us and realize this is not just a voice coming through Terry. This is a group energy that some of you are feeling in your space right at this moment.
We greet you now in the love light of the one infinite creator. Grace is with us today. Grace is able to ease our concerns and worries. Now we switch to Grace's speaking. I do not consider myself as an I. Therefore, it is a little bit difficult as I do not really have an Earth personality. I consider myself as a diffuse energy that is able to form at will, but I do not have a personality in Earth terms. I am able to ease your concerns, and the way that I do this is to bring diffuse loving energy sifted through your geometrical formations, which are not flowing and are locked. I love you. I'm a love energy. I'm a flowing energy. When I look at the individuals in Earth, I see that they are more fixed and rigid based upon parameters that they have built with sacred geometries to react, to handle their daily living. They build circuitry. A circuit is caused by the building of a certain sacred geometry configuration, which when the stimulus triggers it, it begins to move the geometries in a way that has been developed by the individual to respond, to make automatic responses. In our realm, we do not have such automatic responses. Time is instantaneous. So when you pray for something, we hear and it's just instantaneous. We love you and sense that the time for the closing of the BBS radio is drawing near. It has been our joy to be with you today. It has been a unique experience that I even call myself I, as I do not think of myself as an I think of myself as an energy, a living energy. And it is an honor to connect with each and every one of you, and we are available to you at any time, as time is non-linear and we can be with each of you at the same time. I didn't know we leave you, but we do not leave.
Thank you very much. And so if any of you felt that, you might just keep the memory of that. And in the course of your day, ask for grace. Grace is able to lubricate those stuck, what they call stuck geometries. They use geometry because everything is connected by geometrical forms, but we could just call it stuck patterns. Those stuck relationships, those people that keep irritating us, those people that we have negative attitudes towards, ask for grace to come in and help release it. And some of you have already done that. I know it's been working for you. And on that note, I just want to let you all know that tomorrow night I'm doing a special introduction to the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And get your pencil out. The phone number is 218-862-1115, and the PIN is 88261#. 218-862-1115, and the PIN is 88261#. And that's at 7 p.m. Pacific. And on Wednesday, we have a live channeling with Matthew, who I believe is channeling part of the Ra group, where people ask questions. And you can listen to that live channeling at that same phone number, but it's at 6 o'clock Pacific time. And we had an extraordinary one last week. If you'd like to listen to it, even right now, we have a 24/7 replay line, which is phone number is 218-936-1005. And the PIN is still 88261#. On that note, what we do is for the people that are on the telephone line, and you're all welcome to join us on the telephone line. If you email me, winfrey@yahoo.com, I'll make sure you get the phone number. And we do a calling in of the light, where we use this group energy that we've established to put our own guided intentions into it for the highest good of all concerned, so we can access the help of these interdimensional sources in our own daily lives and relationships. So anyone interested in the book, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, the website is returnofedgar.com, and there's a lot of special bonuses that come when you order the book on that site, plus a signed copy of the book. So on that note, let's see, it is 6:53. If we're still on BBS, I say good night to everybody, and thanks you for being with us, and we hope we'll see you in our other conference calls, and we will hold this energy, and